Okay, so we were learning the last few days, Gemara Pesachim, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara refers to a din that's really discussed in other places. It's just mentioned over here that you only get Malkus if the lav is Dumi the lav da Chasima, and if it's a lav Shebechlolis, you ain't a loike. What does it mean, lav Shebechlolis? So we pointed out there's a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. Our Tosis quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz. The Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, doesn't quote Rav Lezer Mimitz, but they seem to be assuming the same pshat that he said. Lav Shebechlola means if you have a pasuk, where Pshutu Shal Mikra means one thing, and the Torah Shebaal Peh interprets that there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk, but it's not really lefi pshuto shel mikra. So that's gamze nechlal b'halav. This too is included in the lav. The pshuto shel mikra means one thing. Torah Shebaal Peh gives an additional level of interpretation. So it's a din d'oraisa, but since it's not lefi pshuto shel mikra, so that's ein loikim olav. That's what it means. The Ramban does not seem to agree with this shita satesis. Ramban seems to understand that lav shebechlolis means the way the pasuk shot. If you have a pasuk that has more than one iser included in it, so you don't get malchus on any of the isurim. Like we gave the mashal lois hachanim. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf and Aleph, gives three different interpretations of the pasuk, whether the verb lois hachanim comes miloshen chein or miloshen chanaya. Does it mean, you're not permitted to praise Anochri? Or does it mean, you're not permitted to sell karka and Eretz Yisrael to Anochri? Or you're not permitted even to rent? Shaila de Ramam and Arabi, you're not permitted to rent to Anochri and Eretz Yisrael. Or it's Miloshen Chinam, you're not permitted to give a Matas Chinam to Anochri. So in Yeridaya, all the three Pshatma quoted, all three interpretations. So whenever you have one, if you have a pasuk that says lo sech l'kol nevelo, and it includes nivlas behema, nivlas chaya, nivlas of, even though they taste differently, and the dinim of shchita different from by behema than from of, but nevelas shem echad, it's all shem echad, and then it starts from zem ze. If you eat a wheat pasuk, and you only get malchus if you eat a kazayas. The Tana Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Malkus, in the third parak of Malkus, is of the opinion, kol shehula Malkus. You get Malkus even if you eat a chatzis shir. We don't accept that. We pask, and you only get Malkus if you eat a shir shalom. If you eat a chatzis shir, there's a machlek zabiechem ishlokish. We pask, and Rabbi Yechanan, chatzis shir is asim in ator. Ishlokish holds chatzis shir less than a kazais is only a nisa de rabbonon. We pask, and like Rabbi Yechanan, a chatzis shir is asim in ator. But you ain't a loike. So only like if you eat a kazais. If you eat, let's say I eat a half a kazais of basam b'cholim and a half a kazais of nevela, a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of gidon asher. So that's a machlokes tatanan where the isurim mitzarf from zemze. We paskin no, any isurim mitzarf from zemze. You can only be mitzarf together if it's shmasem shovim and shirem shovim. If it's the same shem ha'iser. So that's what the Ramban points out in the Sefer HaMitzvos. You can't raise an issue. One who eats nevela shouldn't be loike because the lav of nevela includes nivlas behema and nivlas chaya and nivlas of, and the dinim are different. The dinim are different, taka. The shchita and of is different from behema. And the dinim of shchitas chaya different from shchitas behema, slight difference. The gemar, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. When you finish the shchita, you have to do Kisya Adam. And Tosfos shows from the Gemara and Pei Zayin. And Chulam, Kisya Adam is a Gemara of the Shechita. So Chaya needs Kisya Adam, Behema doesn't need. When you shecht a bull, when you shecht a cow, you don't need Kisya Adam. When you shecht a deer, or when you shecht turkeys or chickens, then you do need Kisya Adam. So the dinim of Shechita are a little bit different, but it's all Shem Echor of Nevela. So that everyone agrees. If you eat a third of Kazayis of Nivla Sa'if, third of Gazais on Nivlas Behema, third of Gazais on Nivlas Chaya, the Romans start from Yachad because it's Shem Echod. So that's what the Ramban says. That's not called Lab Shebechlolis. You don't say that one who eats Nevela Zain Aloike because the Pasuk of Neveila includes three different types of Yisum. It's all Shem Echad. But if you have a Pasuk like Loisachonim and it contains three totally different Yisurim, because they have three different interpretations, even though everything is really Lefi Pshutu Shal Mikra, but the Shem is Nifradim, so then you're not loika on anything. Not like Tosfos says, whatever is Pshutu Shal Mikra, you're loika. Whatever is Torah Shabbal Peh, you're not loika. So that was that's what we discussed a little bit on Lav Shebichlovos. I mentioned that there is a Gemara at the end of the first perik in Erevin, where the Gemara alludes to the Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Tchumen is the Raisa de Rabbanon. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, the Gemara says we don't accept his opinion. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Tchumen of one mil is Alpai Mama, is a Din de Raisa. Based on Psukim by Ori Halavim, you have to give Memches Ori Halavim 48 cities. The Levim Lenot Lachelik Baretz, so you have to give them 48 cities to live in. Each city give them with Alpai Mama Michutz Lo'ir. So that Alpai Mama, Rabbi Akiva holds based on that pasuk, that's a din of Truman. The Alpai Mama is the Trum Ho'ir, and that's a din deraisa for Shabbos purposes. And we paskin Alpai Mama is only the Rabban. What about Yud Beis Mil? So that's a machloika. So the riff at the end of the first parak, and the Gemara has a few lines about Truman. The Gemara has big sugis about Truman later in Erevim. At the end of the first parak, it has the last five lines in the parak are about Truman. So the Rif comments there that even though the Gemara says we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but the Rishalmi raises the possibility that Truman Yud Beis Mil will be an Issa Deraisa. So the Rambam follows the Rif, and he writes like that. The Rambam counts it as a separate lav in the Minyan HaMitzvah, one lav, not to be Mechal Shabbos by doing one of the Malachas, where the punishment is Kores and Skila. And then he has a separate lav, not to do Shvises Behemto, a separate lav, there's Malkus. Then there's a separate lav, not to go Chutz L'Tchum. It only goes on Yud Beis Mil. Tchum in one mil, Alpai Mam is only the Rabbanah. So the Rambam paskins, even though the Yushalmi raises it as a possibility, the Rambam paskins, that's the din, not just a possibility, that Tchum in Yud Beis Mil is a deraisa. And the Ramah, Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and the Ramah is Mekel with the Bali Ateisus, that all Tchumen is the Rabban. It'll happen af Kemina, what's the difference, Aloch HaLamaisa, whether Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, the Rabban? So we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara in Erevin around them, Gimel also has an Ebayah Deleib Shita, what's the din, Yesh Tchumen Lamala Me'asara. If you're flying in the air above the clouds, that's not Mitztaref to the ground. So once you're above the crowns, the clouds, you are barakia. So Tosis writes, "Ein tchumen barakia." You're not in violation of tchumen. You went on a plane, and the plane is going chutz l'tchum. You went on a plane on Erev Shabbos, and then the plane crosses over the date line or whatever, and all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos. But if you're flying lemaila barakia, you're flying above the clouds. You're not in violation of tchumen. The shayla of the Gemara, if you go. On the ground, chutz l'tchum, or you're walking on stilts, lemaila, not mamish on the ground, but within the bottom 10 tefachim from the ground. So everyone agrees that there's an isa tchumen there. Idem in atar me derabban. But Gemara has a safek. What if you're above 10 tefachim, but you're below the clouds? Is above 10 tefachim and starif to the ground, and you're in violation of tchumen? They say no. Just like Rishus Ram is only toif is the first 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim, Rishus Ram has a status of a makom ptur, or the same thing a Carmelus. The first 10 tefachim in the Carmelus, Avir, the Carmelus is Teifus Avir up until 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim, the Avir in the Carmelus has a din of a makom ptur. So maybe the same is by Tchumen also. Maybe there's no Tchumen Lamaila Me'asar Tefach. So that's an Ibai Delev Shita in the Gemara. How do you pass when you have an Ibai Delev Shita? So if the Sufik is on a level of Deraisa, Sveika Deraisa L'chumrif. The Sufik is on a level of Derabbanan, you say Sveika Derabbanan L'kula. So the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So the Mechaber says you have to be Machmer, not to go Chutz L'Tchum, even L'Mailo Me'asor Tfachim, if you're going to go Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil. If you're going to go Chutz L'Tchum, Alpai Mama, 1 mil, but less than Yud Beis Mil, that's only an issue of the Rabbanon, so Sofik the Rabbanon L'Kula. The Bayd Leib Sheet, they have a right to be Mekel. But if you're going to go so far, Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, even if it's going to be L'mayla Me'asar Tfachim, So that's an ibayid leif shita on a din deraisa. So there we pass on sveika deraisa luchumah. That's the mechaber, because mechaber follows the Rambam and the Rif, that the tchum and yud beis mil is deraisa, and the Rambam follows the Balei HaTosfos, that even tchum and yud beis mil is also only the rabbana. All tchum is the rabbana, because the Babli never says a word about this, that there should be a difference between tchum and 1 mil and tchum and yud beis mil. That 1 mil is the rabbana and yud beis mil is deraisa. It's only Yerushalmi. So that's why the Balei HaTosfos didn't hold from that. They held that all Tchumen is only the Rabban. So the Gemara there, at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, the last five lines in the first Perek, present the Machloikas HaMarayim. If one would have followed the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that to go Chutz L'Tchum Alpai Mama is the Raisa, if Tchumen is the Raisa, where do you have a mocker in the Chumash that there's an Issa Tchum? The Pasuk says, Al Yetzi Ish Mimkoma Bayam HaShvi. So Rabbi Akiva said, that's what it means. No one's allowed to go Chutz L'Mkoma. The mocker is where you live, and I'll pay Mama around it. If you live in a city, so the whole ear is Kedal and Am's Dami, then I'll pay Mama around the city. Is the Tchum. So it says, Al Yetzi Ish Mimkoma, Pasuk, that you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So Tosis interprets in that Gemara, the Gemara is a little, doesn't sound like this. This is what Tosis interprets. That Pasuk can be translated differently. Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo, let's say according to the Tanoim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold there's no Tchum in Deraisa at all, even Yud Beis Mil, nothing is Deraisa. So what do you do with that Pasuk? Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo. So Rashi and Chumash writes Poshep Shad. Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo, the Kelav Biyodo. You're not allowed to, every day when they went, the mon fell down in the morning, and everybody went with pots and pans, containers. They would collect mon, and they would put it in their container. On Shabbos, there was no Erev in the Midbar, so they weren't allowed to carry. It was a real Mishusaram Daraisa, so they weren't permitted to carry. So, Yetzi Ishmim Koma, no one should go outside of his own house. Doesn't mean no one should go Chutz L'Tchum. No one should go outside of his own Rishus HaYochad, the Kelo B'yodo, carrying a pot or a pen or a container because it's an Issa Hoytzor. So there are two levels of interpretation on the Pasuk. You can say it goes on Tchumen, you can say it goes on Hoytzor. So those who, the Ramah, who Paskin like the Balei HaTosfos, that Tchumen is always the Rabbana, even Yud Beis Mil, so the Pasuk only goes on Hoytzor. Al Yetzi Ish Mimkom means you're not allowed to carry. Shad is according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Pasuk has two interpretations. Number one, that's the question, which is number one, which is number two? The Pasuk has two interpretations. Ayetzi Ish Mimkom is, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos out of the air, outside of the air. Number two, you're not allowed to go, even if you're not carrying anything, you're not allowed to go, Chutz L'Tchum, which is the Pshutu Shel Mikra, and which is the additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So if the Pshutu Shel Mikra goes really on Hoytzor, And the additional level of interpretation adds on that it also refers to going chutz l'tchum, then that's what Rav Lezer Mimitz calls a lav shebichlolos. Then you wouldn't be loike on that. But if he said the pshuto shel mikra goes on tchumen, al yetzi ish mimkomo, doesn't say al yotzi, not allowed to carry, it says al yetzi. So the pshuto shel mikra goes on not going chutz l'tchum. An additional level of interpretation will be that you're not allowed to carry your pots and pans on Shabbos because there's no Erev in the Midbar. But the Gemara said that's what the Machlokes HaMaroyim depends on. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumen is Deraisa and it's based on this Pasuk, Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo, is that the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Then you'll be like it. But if you say, no, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, really, the Pasuk goes on Hoytzor, Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo V'Kelo B'Yodo, like Rashi says. But also included in the Pasuk is that you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So it's also included, that's what we call over here, Alav Shebechlolos, then you wouldn't be loika on that. In Masecha Sanhedrin, at the end of Perek HaNisrafim, the Mishnah, you have a series of Mishnahs there. It has Elohein HaNiskolim, Elohein HaNisrafim, Elohein HaNerogim, Elohein HaNechnokim. Then you have Elohein HaGolin, the second parak in Makkos. Then you have the third parak in Makkos, Elohim Halokim. And then you have the beginning of Krisis. The first mission in Krisis lists off all of the Lama of Krisis Amur is Batur. There are 36 of there is for which the punishment is Koris. So here the Gemara in the end of Parak HaNisrafim quotes a Tosefta that gives you a list, Elisha B'misa. It starts on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Gufa Elisha, 10 lines from the top, Sanhedrin da Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Elisha B'misa gives you a list, the following people have a punishment of Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, one of the people is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. One of the people is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim is Oral She'ovad. If a Kohen never had a bris milah, so he's an Oral. So there's a Pasuk, where's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah? I forgot already where the Pasuk is. In Yecheskel, I forgot. Pasuk is in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, Kol ben necher, any person who is dina ka'akum, era lev, he's an apikoris, era bosa, or he doesn't have a bris milah, lo yovel migdashi, and it means l'shoseni. The Pasuk doesn't say that, l'shoseni, but that's what it means. So they have the word l'shoseni in parentheses, because it doesn't really say that in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, what happened over here? Dov is emet teres Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnan shaboy cheskel ben buzi v'lim donu. And the Chumash never says that a kohen who doesn't have a bismila is not allowed to be makir korbanis, but it says it yecheskel. So the Gemara earlier in Sanhedrin on Chav Beis Amid Beis raises the question: Ein Dov Rashi lechadish Dov miyata. The Gemara on the first daf in Megillah Beis Amid Aleph quotes a pasuk. The Marsha is not sure which pasuk they're quoting. Either they're quoting the last pasuk in Chumash VaYikra or the last pasuk in Chumash BaMidbar, because they're both the concluding pasuk in Mechukos and the concluding pasuk in Chumash BaMidbar say practically the same thing, slightly different shinuyim. It says Eila mitzvos vachukim ha'amshim batim ha'shetziv Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai, that all the dinim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the implication is, Shein Navi Rasha Lechadish Dovah Meyatef. Another Navi will come along and tell us that Rabban Shalom decided to change one of the Dinim. So we assume that he is a Navi Hashekar. Rabban Shalom is not going to add on any Dinim Ledor. The Navi will come, he'll tell a Hayru Ashur. That's what the role of a Navi is, to give a Hayru Ashur. But the Navi, if the Navi will say, Rabban Shalom decided to give us a 614th mitzvah, or he decided to chisel off one or two mitzvahs instead of 613, you only have 611 or 612. So we know biyadua that the Navi is a Navi Hashek. Hey, Navi Shalachadish Dov HaMeyata. So the Gemara raises the question, Dov is Emet Deres Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamadnu Ajabo Yecheskel Ben Buzi Vilim Donu, that a Kohen who's an Orel is not allowed to be Makar Korbanus. So how can the Navi Yecheskel invent a new din that we never heard of before? So the Gemara says, no. Ado Esa Yecheskel, up until Yecheskel came, it was Halacha Moshe Misina. They had a tradition that that's the din. Came Yecheskel, and he wrote it down in the Tanakh. But not that was the first time that the din was Nischadish, that Yecheskel HaNobi said it bin Havuah, and it was never known before. It was known from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Halacha Moshe Misina. So the top Rashi on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph writes, this pasuk is an Azhara Midibri Kabbalah Be'alma V'lo Loki Aloh. If a Kohen Oral will be Makir Korbanus in the Beis HaMikdosh, there won't be any Malkus. There's no Malkus on Halacha Moshe Misina. What's the rule? Who gets Malkus? One who violates an Avera, that's Dumi Delav, the Hasima. So Dumi Delav, the Hasima, first of all, means it has to be written in the Chumash. If it's Halacha Moshe Misina, it's not written in the Chumash at all. It's already not Dumi Delav, the Hasima. Then number two has to be written in the Chumash, the same style of Loi Sachsim Shor B'dish has to say Lo, or Hishama Penvial. If it's not written, Loi, or Hishama Penvial, it's a Lav Habo Mechlal Asay. It's what we call an Isra Asay, what the Gemara calls a Lav Habo Mechlal Asay. Then ain't a Loike, because it's not Dumid the Lav Dachasima. Lav Dachasima is written in the Chumash, number one, and number two, it's written Loi, or Hishama, similar to Loi, Hishama Penvial. If it's not written, one of those Lushan is not Dumi the Lab Dachasima. Then it has to be Dumi the Lab Dachasima. It has to be a Lab Sheesh Bamaisa. It shouldn't be a Lab Anita Glesa. It shouldn't be a Lab Shenit Nasar Smisa Bez. A whole bunch of other things also. It shouldn't be a Lab Shebechlalas. Fine. So that's what Rashi writes over here, that if a Kohen is an Oral and he does Avoid in Beis HaMikdash, he won't get Malkos. It's not Dumi the Lab Dachasima. The Rambam writes the same with respect to Orlo B'chutzlorz, the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that says, Kisavoy al Haaretz and Etaitam Koleitz Michael, Baal Raltam Arlosoi, the three words, Harelim, Haraltam, Arlosoi, the three words in the Chumash. So the Chumash speaks Kisavoy al Haaretz, the Chumash speaks about Orlo B'eretz Yisrael. What's the story? Orlo B'chutzlorz? So the Mishnah in Kiddushin says, Orlo B'chutzlo should have really not applied because it's a mit, should have been a mitzvah kli b'aretz. The agricultural mitzvahs really only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but Orlo is an exception, and the Mishnah says it's halacha. So the Gemara has a machlokes amarim there in the end of the first parak in Kedushin. What do you mean halacha? Does it mean hilchas medina? Means that it's only a din mid the rabbanon that Orlo is noig b'chutzlorz, or does it mean halacha l'moshe misina? So the generally accepted opinion is, in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that Orla B'chutzlorz is halacha l'moshe misina. Despite the fact that it's halacha l'moshe misina, so we say Safek Orla B'chutzlorz is mutter. So the Gemara talks about that. Why? If it's a halacha l'moshe misina, it should have been Safek Daraisa L'chumer. The Gemara says, no, kach nemra halacha, that's the din. So we mentioned that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Rambam. What do you mean that's the din? So the Rambam apparently, the Ramban refers to our Rambam. He doesn't tell you where it is. We mentioned it's in Hilchos Mikvos. The Rambam seems to have understood that any Safik Halacha Moshe Messina is always Lakula. Just like Safik the Rabban Lakula, Safik Halacha Moshe Messina Lakula. Ramban disagrees. He says, not only Safik Halacha B'chutz Lords is Lakula. Kach Nemar Halacha, that's the tradition over here. Orla B'chutz Lords is also Halacha Moshe Messina, but only Vado and Sveika is Mutta. Fine. So the Rambam has a machlokes regarding Orla B'chutz Lords with the Gaonim. Some of the Gaonim, look in the Sheiltas, was written by Rav Achoy. He himself was not from the Gaonim. The Gaonim were the heads of the yeshiva. The name of the yeshiva was Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. And whoever was the president of the yeshiva was known as Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. So they abridged it, so they said, the Gaon. Instead of saying Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov, that they were not all such great Gaonim. The famous ones were Taka Gaonim and learning, and some of the others were Gaonim and fundraising. They weren't all such Gaonim, and so that's why some of the Tshuvas are Gaonim we consider very seriously, and others we don't consider so important. So the Rambam has a dispute. So Rav Achoy Gaon lived in the days of Rahim, himself officially was never the Rosh Yeshiva. So he wasn't really from the Gaonim, but we call him Rav Achoy Gaon. He lived in the days of the Gaonim. He was not the head of the yeshiva. So in the Shiltas, he writes that one who eats Orla B'chutz Lortz is loike. So the Rambam takes issue with the Shitas HaGoinim. How can he be loike? It's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The Rambam and Rashi say the same. Whenever an Issa is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Messina, it's by definition, it's not Dumi D'Lav D'Chasima. Dumi D'Lav D'Chasima means, first of all, it has to be written in Chumash. Secondly, it has to be written either loi, if it's written, so you're not like it because it's not Dumi L'Lav Chasim, so it's not written at all. If the whole prohibition is only Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, so for sure you're not like it. So Rashi and the Rambam both agree. The Rambam happens to disagree with the point that Rashi said, Oral Sha'avad. Let's say a Kohen never had a Bris Mila in his Makar or Karbanis at the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pashto says that the Rambam should have agreed with Rashi, ain't a like it. It's the same as eating Orla B'chutzlar. It's only Halacha Moshe Messinai. Should be Eina Loike. So should be Eina Loike over here. So the Rambam says, no. This is the two kinds of Halacha Moshe Messinai. There's Halacha Moshe Messinai comes up with a new din, that an Orla is not allowed to Orla B'chutzlar. The Pasuk in Chumash only talks Kisavoy al Haaretz and the Taitim Kol Eitz Michael. That doesn't say a word about Orla B'chutzlar. So the whole din is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So the Rambam says, Eina Loike. Then over here, there's Halacha L'Moshe Messina, that an Orel doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Every Jewish person, a non-Jew who wants to convert, has to do a Bris Milah in order to acquire Kedushas Yisrael. A baby is drawn Jewish, his mother's Jewish. He doesn't need a Bris to make him Jewish, but he needs a Bris Milah to be Mashlim, the Kedushas Yisrael. So in Kozman, the Jewish person doesn't have a bris, his Kedushas Yisrael is incomplete. So the Rambam writes, and a Kohen who's an Orel doesn't have a full din Yisrael. So how can he have a din of a Kohen? A Kohen means, first of all, he's a human being. Secondly, he belongs to he's Jewish. Thirdly, he's Meshevet Levi. And fourth of all, he's a kohen on top of it. You have to have all of these things. Let's say the fellow is not a human being. He's a golem. Somebody knew how to make a golem based on Sefer Yetzirah. So the Chazanish shows from there, a golem is not a human being. He doesn't have a... So of course, the Chacham Tzvi had a sofek. Chacham Tzvi writes that he was told that his grandfather knew how to make a golem. So he has a sofek. If his grandfather made a golem, would he be able to be mitzarf the golem to a minion? Is he Jewish or not? So the Chazanish says, what do you mean is he Jewish? Not even a human being. How can he be Jewish? Gemara said, Beferish, one of Rabba Bara Gavra. Rabba knew Sefer Yetzirah, so he created a human being. And then he tried to carry on a conversation with the golem, and he saw it doesn't talk, so he killed the golem. How can he kill a golem? If it's a human being, there's a lava of Lysirtzach, even if he's not Jewish. He can't kill a human being. The answer is a golem is like a behemoth. It's not considered, it's a balchai, but it's not considered a human being. So if the golem is not a human being, so he can't be Jewish. In order to be Jewish, you first have to be a human being. Then you have to be Jewish. And then you have to be from Shevet Levi. And then on top of all of that, then you have to be a Kohen as well, a descendant from Aaron HaKohen. So that's what the Rambam writes. A Kohen who never had a bris milah, the din, the whole din that a Kohen oral is not allowed to be makor karbonis, is halacha Moshe Messina, but it's not a separate halacha that an oral is not allowed to be makor. The halacha tells us that one who doesn't have a bris milah has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, even though he was born Jewish. And one who doesn't have a full din Yisrael can have a din kohen. In order to be a kohen, you first have to have the first step, you have to be a human being. Second step, you have to be Jewish. Third step, you have to be from Shevet Levi, Al Kulam. And then on top of that, you have to be a kohen. But if you're lacking in the second step, you don't have a full din Kedushas Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam writes. A kohen oral sho'ovad is loike because dina kizar, just like a zar doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna. So Azar Akor of Yumas, Azar is Makrib Karbonis, is Chai Misa V'dei Shamayim. So the Rambam writes the same over here. If the Kohen is an Oral, he doesn't have a full Din Yisrael. So Memele, you can't build, you don't have the first three steps. First he has to be a human being, then he has to be Jewish, then he has to be Shevi Levi. If you're missing the full Din Kedushas Yisrael, so the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. In principle, Rashi and the Rambam said the same thing, that whenever there's an Issa that's only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can't be like it because it's not Dumi the Lab da Chasima. It's not even written in Chumash at all. But here, the Rambam says, this Halacha Moshe Mesinai is different. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that an oral is not allowed to be Makar Kabbonis, is because the Torah, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai says, Dina Kizar. He doesn't have a full Din Yisrael, so Mamele, he can't have a Din of a Kain. So Mamele, he's a Zar Shava. Fine. Yeah. So that is this halacha. That's this din on Adaf, that lav shebichlal is ein loikim alav. According to Ablezim Emitz, what it means is, if you have a pasuk in Chumash, and Pshuto Shan Mikra tells you one thing, and the Torah Sheba'al Peh has an additional level of interpretation, it's not really the Fi Pshuto, so then you're not looking on that. You're only looking on the Pshuto Shan Mikra. You're not looking on the additional level of interpretation. Shigam Zeh Nechla B'Halav. So just to review again, Nochamol, we're talking about two Isurim, Chometz V'Pesach, and Shoran Niskal, and we're calling that Kola Terakula, that all Isuri Achila are also Osir Bahano. There are another couple of Isuri Achila that are Osir Bahano. You have Kloy HaKerem, and Basa B'Cholov, but the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, on Chav Dalet and Chav Hey, it never says chavdal on base. It never really says beferish over there that you're not allowed to eat it. We understand that that you're not allowed to eat it, but it never says lo yisochelu. So that's different. We're talking about macholas asuras that it says in the chumash you're not allowed to eat it, and it doesn't say one way or the other whether it's also about norm. So then Chizkiya and Rabbah Bo came up with the chiddush that kol yisur etoira. Anything that's osa b'achilo is also osa b'anua. Anything and everything means only two. Chametz BePesach and Nusher HaNiskar. And we have a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. Dam and Chodosh and Trumel, Zar and Yayin LeNazir and everything, Melachai, all the other things, everything else are exceptions to the rule. The rule not only applies to these two, of Shara Niskal and Chametz BePesach. There are many exceptions to the rule. And by Orlan, by Kloy HaKerem, and by, what do you call it, by Bas Lecholov, we're going to see the Gemara. Somehow it's different over there, because it never really says, never says explicitly in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat it. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Can I ask a question about Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, just going back to the Lav Shel Becholos?
Yeah.
Rabbi mentioned that the Rambam also explains Lav Shel Becholos like Rabbi Elazar Mimitz.
Yeah.
Is this related, or is it the same sheet of the Rambam that just Torah Shebal Peh in general is on a lower level than Torah Shebechsav? And is it related that he's saying here that you're only going to be loka for the Pshuto Shemikra, not for the drushos that are also included through Torah Shebal Peh?
Torah Shebal Peh is on a lower level than Torah Shebechsav. That's not the Rambam's chiddush. That says in Yerushalmi. There's a din in Mishnayos Nazir that a Nazir, a Kohen, and a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are not allowed to be Mitame Lameis. A Kohen Hedyot is permitted, however, to be Mitame to Zayin Krovim and to Meis Mitzvah. A Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are not even allowed to be Mitame to the Zayin Krovim, only to a Meis Mitzvah. So what's a din if you have a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol walking on the highway, and then they bump into a Meis Mitzvah? Nobody has a cell phone to call a Chevra Kadisha. You don't need both of them to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. One alone can bury him. So the question is, whenever you have to violate an Issa, so you should violate HaKal HaKal Tchila. So which of the two is the lesser Issa, the Kayin or the Kayin Gadol? So the Kayin Gadol is Mocham, the Kayin Gadol is not allowed in B'tami to any Meisim, even to the Zayin Krevim, only to Meis Mitzvah. The Kayin Gadol is allowed in B'tami to the Zayin Krevim. So the Yisr of Kohen Hedyot, not to be Metami to a Meis, is more kal than the Yisr of the Kohen Gadol. So if you have these two, a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, walking down the highway, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, you only need one of them to be Metami to bury him, so let the Kohen Hedyot bury him. What if, however, you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking down the highway, and there's a Meis Mitzvah, so they're both identical, they're both not allowed to be Metami to any Mason, even Zayin Krovim, and they both are permitted and obligated to be Mitame to the Meis Mitzvah. So which of the two, the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir, who has the Mocham Dikadin, who has the Kal? Who's the Kal HaKal Tchil? So that's HaMachlokes HaTanoim, whether the Nazir has the lesser din, or the Kohen Gadol has the more Kal din. Machlokes and the Gemara discusses what does it depend on? So there's a Yerushalmi and Nazir. We don't have it. The Bavli doesn't have it. Yerushalmi says, what if you have a Nazir Stam and a Nazir Olam? Two Nazirim walking down the highway. They both have the same din. A Nazir Stam is Mekabal Naziris. So Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. Or he's Mekabal Naziris for 100 days. Kabal Naziris for 2 years. Whatever. It has to be a minimum of 30 days. And it goes in units of days. It can't go a half a day. Has to go in units of days. So if you have, so that's a Nazir Stam. Then you have a Nazir Olam, a person mekabel on himself, he's going to be a Nazir the rest of his life. So the whole institution of Nazir Olam is only known through Torah Shebal Peh. It never says in Chumash that there's such a thing as a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam has different dinim. He's going to have hair that's going to be forever, for the rest of his life. He can't cut off his hair. So there was the Nazir, Rabbi Asher Yoshev Cohen's father was a Nazir. He was very close to Rav Kook, and Itaka had very long hair. He was Mekabal Naziris Bizmanenu. And in order to terminate the Naziris, you have to bring Korban as not based on Migdash. So he had very long hair. I remember when I visited him, his yarmulke was up here, and the hair from his head is in between the head and the yarmulke. It was all full of hair. I never saw him when he davened. He probably let down all the hair. Otherwise, it's going to be a chatzitza between the seir shalom mukam. Is going to be a chatzitza. But so the Yerushalmi has, if a person, the Kabbal Nazir Olam, he can be mekel betar. He's allowed to cut his hair, not a regular haircut, not a normal decent haircut. Mekel betar kol shloshim yom. So the whole institution of a Nazir Adam is only known through Torah, through Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. So the Yerushalmi says, if the two of them go down the highway, the Nazir Stam and the Nazir Olam, so the Nazir Olam is Kal, because the Halacha, that's a din that's only known through Torah Shabbat Peh, is on a lower level than a din that's known through Torah Shabbat. So that says in the Yerushalmi, that the whatever is in Torah Shabbat is considered Mochomer. The Rambam, just says you don't count the Netaryag mitzvahs. The Rambam writes the first half of the Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam gives you the list of 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles that determine whether any particular mitzvah belongs in the minyan mitzvahs or not. So he says you don't include dinim that are only known through drushas of Torah Shabbat Peh. Why not? So the Ramban says, what's wrong? The drushas of the Torah Shabbat Peh are also derais. Pashto says that it's the Rambam Lishitasa, that the Rambam writes in Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos in disagreement with the Goyim. The Goyim took the Midrashim literally. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. And all the dinim were transmitted by Masorah to the next generation. So what are the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSbam all about? You can't invent a new din today, even if you know all the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSbam. The Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSbam, according to the Goyim, just to check to make sure that your Masorah is correct. But you have to have a tradition on every single din. And the Rambam disagrees. He said, that's not at all the mashmos of the Gemara. The mashmos of the Gemara is that the Chachamim in every generation have the right to darshan new drushes on psukim, even though they don't have a tradition. That's only Zereshav. The other midas, you don't need a tradition. So the Rambam Shitasa says, if you're going to include in Taryag mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that are only based on drushes of Torah Shabbat Peh, so let's say next year a Chacham is going to come up with a new drasha. So you have to throw out one of the 613 mitzvahs to make room for this din. Every time you come up with a new mitzvah based on a new drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to take off some of the old dinim, because we know there are only 613 mitzvahs. They're not more than 613. So the Rambam says, no, 613, you start with 613, the Fipshut Rishon Mikra. And then the drashas of the Torah Shabbat Peh are binding Midat Torah. But that's over and above the drushes that they darshan in every generation, the Mechadish new drushes with additional dinim. We mentioned yesterday, the other day, the Chidur has in his commentary, Simcha Saregel, his commentary on Megillas Rus, he quotes the Machlekes Achrayim. There's a group of Achrayim who hold that when a Bezin is Mechadish a new din based on a drush of a Torah Shabbat Peh, the new din only applies Mikan al Habo. You don't say that they discovered a din and we said, Gloy Muslim, I've heard this was always the din since Maimon HaSinai. No. The Chocham is Mechadish a new din, it's only Noi Mekan al Habo. Just like when they invent a new din, they're Abanan. So the Rosh in the end of the first parak in Chulan, and Daf Yud Zayin says the din is only Mekan al Habo. So if the Mechadish a new din, they're I said, it's also only Mekan al Habo. So the Rambam is not, the Rambam says you don't include drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh in the minyan atayag, that's not because it's a lower level, higher level. That's a different pashtus, that's a different reason. Because in every generation, the Ramahos, they have the right to add on new dinim based on new drushes that they're darshaning on their own. They didn't need a tradition. So what are you going to have to throw out some of the old dinim? Because you only have 613 mitzvahs. So he says, no, you start off with 613 and then whatever the Chachamim darshan in every generation, that's over and above the number of 613. But this then, this is Yerushalmi, that whatever is known through Torah Shabbat Peh is a lower level of Chiyuv. So it's Negev. If you have a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Stam walking down the highway and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. That's why the Prima Gaon also quotes, there's a Mordechai Megillah who is bothered with a Kasha. We assume that Kiddush is a real Mitzvah deraisa based on Torah Shabbat. It says Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakatsha, and we translate. The Rambam learns that this is Pshut Rishon Mikra, because the Gemara says Nashem Chayavis Bikidush Hayom Dvar Torah. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav. So the Rambam understands the term Dvar Torah means Pshut Rishon Mikra. I don't know, maybe, I don't really know, maybe Dvar Torah means Daraisa as opposed to Derabbanan. I don't know, the Rambam says that that phrase, Dvar Torah, Lo Shem Chayav is B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, means that it's Pshuto Shal Mikra, that Kiddush is, that's the Pshat, Zohar Shem Shabbos, not it's an additional level of interpretation. That is the translation of the word. Zohar means Lahazikir. You should mention the Kiddusha Hayom of Shabbos by reciting Kiddush on Shabbos. So the din, we know, the Gemara says in Brachas, Rav Tzolde Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav used to be in Mekabel Shabbos early before the Shkia. So he used to dav Ma'ariv before the Shkia on Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, Friday evening. He would dav Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. And then he would recite Kiddush. And then he would start the meal. So the Gemara says it's all legitimate. You can be Yotze Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefet Shabbos. Even though the sun is still shining outside, it's before the Shkia, it can be Yotze Kiddush. So the Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos who's bothered with Akasha. There is a whole sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes regarding the topic of Tosefet Shabbos and Tosefet Yom Tov. So there are opinions that the concept of Tosefet Shabbos, Tosefet Yom Tov, there's a question, where is the Mokar in Chumash? The Rambam happens to paskan that Tosefet is only deraisa on Yom Kippur. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no din of Tosefet at all. Not even, not Menator, not Midirabbanan, it's not even Chal. It's only obligatory on Yom Kippur, and that's all. Before and after Yom Kippur, and every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no din of Tosefet. But in Shulchan Aruch, they say, Yesh Omrim, because the Balei HaTosfos say like that, the Rambam disagrees. Chabar writes, Yesh Omrim, that Yerum Mechuyev to be Moisim Mechol HaKodesh, every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. So where is it learned that from? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes has a whole sugya. So one opinion in Gemara, it's learned out from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Shnas HaShmita, Esenetius. Esenetius is a din with a rule with an exception to the rule, that there is a din of Tosefet Shviyas. You're not allowed to do before Shmita enters, a couple of months before Shmita begins. And the end of the Shana HaShishis, you're already not allowed to do Melechas HaKarka. And this is an exception to the rule. If you have Esenetius, if you have 10 young saplings that were just planted recently and they need a lot of water, so then you're allowed to water them during this Zman of Tosefet Shviyas. So you have the rule with the exception to the rule is all Halacha Moshe Messina, that the rule is there is a din of Tosefet Shviyas, and the exception to the rule is Esenetius, because it's a great tzarach, so you're allowed to. So one opinion of the Gemara is, we learn out of Mamatzino from Tosefet Shviyas to any others Mamakudish, to Shabbos and Yom Tov, just like Shnas HaShmita. He has Kedushas Man, every seventh year has Shabbos. It's like Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Malacha all year long, not just on the seventh day of the week. Not allowed to do Malacha Sakarka all year long. And there's a din of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh. So every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, those are din of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh. So the Baal HaTosfos quoted by the Mordechai Megillah is bothered with this kasha. Magen Avraham quotes this kasha, and the Pimagonim points it out. Magen Avraham quotes the kasha. How can one be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush if you're mekabel Shabbos early, mibod yom Tosefet Shabbos? If Tosefet Shabbos is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, because Esenetius of Shmita is the source, according to one opinion, that is the source for the Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh. So if reciting Kiddush on Shabbos is a din deraisa based on Torah Shebichsav, and the whole institution of Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh, whole institution of Tosefet Shabbos is only Halacha L'Moshe Misina, how can one be Yotze a mitzvah deraisa of Shabbos during this man of Tosefes if Tosefes is only Halacha L'Moshe Misina? That's the kasha that he asks. He gives a complicated answer. So that the Pimagon points out, he's also assuming that it's like you can't be Yotze min apotar al achiv. Let's say someone's going to recite Kiddush to be Moitzimi. The one who's reciting Kiddush is a cotton. He's only mechuyev in Kiddush min derabbanan mitam chinuch. So one who's only on a lower level of chiyuv cannot be Moitzi, one who's on a higher level of chiyuv. So that's the kasha that they ask. The Zman of Tosefes is a lower level of chiyuv because it's only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So how can one recite Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes the biyotze chiyav that's based on Torah Shebichsav, the chiyav Torah Shebichsav is stronger than the chiyav halacha Moshe Mesina. So these are the two of the sources that the Prima Gaon quotes in his Psicha Kolelos. He talks about the different levels of dinim deraisa. So he wants to bring out this idea that something that's only known through Torah Shebichsav is a lower level of chiyav. We don't assume that all the dinim deraisa are on the same level of chiyav. Whatever is Torah Shebichsav is a lower level of chiyav than whatever is Torah Shebichsav. So again, so we had this din that Kol HaTorah Kula only refers to two dinim, Chametz BePesach and Shor HaNiskal, that Kol HaTorah Kula, whatever is Asa B'Achila is Asa B'Hanam. We have many exceptions to the rule. So Chizkiah had one mocker, Yeyachel, and Rabbi Abbo had a different mocker, K'makam Shenem Alo Yochlu, Echad Isra Achila B'Echad Isra Hanoa B'Mashma. And then the Gemara says that there's a third opinion based on a different pasuk. What was the third opinion based on a different pasuk? The pasuk is in Shmos, chapter Choftes. The Torah there is telling us when Moshe Rabbeinu will erect the Mishkan, they have the last 7 days of Ador are Shivas Me'amiluim. Then the first 12 days in Chodesh Nisan will be the Chanukah's Hanasim. So in the Shivas Me'amiluim, they were instructed, HaRasha, they should bring specific korbanos. And it says you have to eat the korban on the same day because they caught you kachim. Here it's about 10 lines from the top, 12 lines from the top of Chavdala and Manala. So it says, Shmos Chavtes, Vimi Baser, if it'll be left over, Mipsar Hamidom, Menalech, Amara Boiker, Lo Yeachel, Boesh Yisarev. So the Gemara asks, why do you need the Pasuk to say, Lo Yeachel? That's how the Gemara says over here. The last 15 lines on the dot. Why do you need the pasuk that says Lo Yeachel? You're not allowed to eat it. No, that's the wrong pasuk. Which pasuk are they working? Habasa Shiga, excuse me, and Vayikra Zayin. Habasa Shiga b'chol tami Lo Yeachel b'eish yisarev. Why do I need a pasuk that says that if the korbanos become tummy, you're not allowed to eat it? I know from other psukim, if the korbanos become tummy, they're pasul. And I know from Rabbi Loza's drasha, that's the second narrow line before the wide lines on Chavdal and Al. Kolsha b'kadosh pasul ba'akas v'lipin lo'isasei alachi losai. So I know that there's a lav. So why do I need again? So why do I need an additional lav? If it was Nitmam, I know it has a lab anyway, so it must be a main winyan, the gufa, tene winyan, a davar acher, and it tells you that din. Anything that's asabachilos mano. So the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara said that's not a valid argument. That's not a main winyan, the gufa. Because that pasuk of Rab Lazar, kosha bakadish pasuk, ba kosuk litma, says alachilosai, that's an isakailo. That's a lab shebichlolos. That's a lab shebichlolos, and you ain't like him olav. So maybe the pasuk has to read over here, Habasa Shiga b'chal tomi lo yeachel. Maybe it has to say it that you should be like it. So the Gemara says no. I know that there's malchus anyway. How do you know? Because the pasuk says, "Losuch lecha b'sharecha ma'aser digon chavisharecha v'charis b'karcha b'tzeinecha." You're not allowed to eat bisharecha. What does it mean bisharecha? So the two interpretations. Bisharecha means chutz liyushalayim. Bisharecha means, like the mashmos and the other pasuk, it says by psuli hamigdashim a korban shuhumam, a korban gets a mum kavu avinivde. So it says bisharecha tachlane hatam avato yachdav yachlane katzvi l'chayol. So the word bisharecha has two meanings: bisharecha chutz liyushalayim, and bisharecha means hatam avato yachdav yachlane. You're permitted to eat it. The tamei is allowed to eat psuli hamigdashim, even though he has tumas aguf, even though he's tamei. And the Tohar is allowed to eat the basar, even though the tummy touched it, and it's tumas habasar, you're allowed to eat it. So this pasuk says, Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat in the state of tumah, not ma'isa sheni. We have another pasuk, Lo b'yartam imani b'tumah. I didn't consume the ma'isa sheni in the state of tumah. But that's not a lav. You wouldn't get Malkus for that. That's the Vidui Maisa. On Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, if the farmer observed all the dinim, he should recite Vidui Maisa. He should say, Labiyatan Amen Abitam. If he violated the din, he shouldn't. He's not telling a lie. Then you should not recite Vidui Maisa. But if he observed the dinim, then he recites the Vidui Maisa. So the Pasuk, Labiyatan Amen Abitam, is not a lav. That's what the person, that's what the farmer recites. The lav is known from this pasuk that you're not allowed to eat maisa shein in a state of tumah. You're not allowed to eat chutz liYerushalayim. If the maisa shein is brought into Yerushalayim and taken out, then there's a lav. And b'sherecha means b'tumah. B'sherecha means to eat it b'tumah. So this pasuk l'such alecha b'sherecha covers both, and it says b'charis b'karcha b'tzaynecha. Not only Maaseh Sheni may not be eaten mitum, Korbanos may not be eaten mitum. So what I need this additional pasuk, Abasa Shige b'chal tamei lo yeyachel pasuk v'yikra zayin. Abasa Shige b'chal tamei lo yeyachel. I already have a lav from this pasuk l'silcha lecha b'sharecha. I already know that there's a lav. So emeinu inyan legufa. Before we said maybe I need the lav to tell me that there's malchus, but here there is malchus. This lav l'silch alechem sharecha says that there is malchus if you eat either ma'isishen in a state of tumah or if you eat karbonis in a state of tumah. So the Gemara says the phrase over here, lo yeyochel is miyuter, emeinu inyan legufa, tenei inyan ledavar acher. So it goes on these two cases. I'm called a tarakula, these two cases, chametz bepesach and sharon iskal, that whatever is asam achilu is asam anon. So omale ravina le rabashi, two lines from the bottom of chavdalim and aleph. Why is it still a menu in Yilagufa? Maybe I need the additional pasuk, lavar ala bishnei lavim. Maybe I need it to tell me that there's two times malchus. That's what Tosis writes. We mentioned yesterday, Tosis in the first Amud Aleph in Ezeo Neshach. Perek of Ezeo Neshach begins on Amud Beis, Samach Amud Beis. So Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, there is a Tosis with Dibra Mascha, lavar ala bishnei lavim. The Torah says the only time you apply lavar ala bishnei lavin is if it'll be relevant lahalacha that you get twice malchus. So that's what the Gemara is asking over here. Amalei Ravina leRavashi, maybe it is in Yinu Gufa. Maybe I need the pasuk basa shiga b'chal tomi lo yeyochel. I need lo yeyochel legufo. Don't tell me it's a main when you're legufa today when you're goes on kol atarakula and chamis and sharaniskam. No, it goes on. It only goes on kachim shenitmu. I already have a pasuk that says you get malchus. You get twice malchus, just like you had miloy amar abaye. Abaye made a statement: machol putisa lo kaharmon, malo lo kechamish, tzira lo kesheish. Sometimes you get many times malchus. The same over here. So the Gemara answers: no. Kalecha ikan lemedrash dashina ulo mekmin and lalava yisere. That's what the Gemara answers. So we mentioned that the Rambam has a machlekes, but the other Rishonim on this bottom line of Chavdalim and Av, Ochel putisa lo k'arma, namala lo k'chamesh, sira lo k'shesh, what does it mean? So Rashi and Tosfos, whatever this appears, Rashi and Tosfos and the Ge'onim and the Ramban, they all start off, they have a lot of arguments in the details, but they all start off with the same assumption. If you have a pasuk written four times, don't eat sheretz or aretz, so you'll get four times malchus, even though it's the exact same thing repeated four times. Lav ala bishnei lavin, you'll get many times malchus. And the Rambam says that it cannot be. A kefil alav is only one lav. You only get once malchus. What does the Gemara say? You're like a four times, like a five times, you're like a six times. So the Rambam explains, there's a lav on sheretz hamayim. There's a lav on sheretz ha'oritz. There's a lav on sheretz ha'oif. So if you have a non-kosher animal that flies and it swims and it crawls on the ground, so it's all three. It's a sheretz hamayim, sheretz ha'oif, and a sheretz ha'oritz. It's all three. So you look at three times. What's the fourth malchus? He says, oh, that's a separate law for any sheretz that's spontaneously generated. And that's what he adds on the line in the Sefer Mitzvahs. And don't tell me that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. Anybody who knows the ABC of science knows that there is such a thing as spontaneous generation. So that's how the Rambam interprets over here. When the Rambam writes that, the same thing. The Rambam writes the same thing in the Mishnah Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Macholas Hasura. So the Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. He disagrees. The Rambam, the Rabbi learns like the regular Rishonim. He doesn't learn like the Rambam Shita. So the Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. So he calls him Ham Asif, The Rambam is a collector. He collected all the Gemaras. He did a fantastic job. He took all of Shas, Bavli, Rishalmi, Sefer, Sefer, Tosefta, Mechilta. He put everything together and he put it all in order. The Gemara has it out of order, and the Rambam collected everything and put it in a logical order. So he makes fun of the Rambam. He says, Hama'asef hazeh, osav dvarim she'enam. The Rambam collected animals that don't exist. There is no such animal that it flies and it swims and it crawls on the ground. It looks like it's swimming, but it does become Sheretz HaMayim because it looks like it's swimming. So what is a machlekes mitzias? The Rambam says that the animal does exist, and the Rabbi says it doesn't exist. It just looks like it flies and it swims and it crawls, but it's not really true. It's pretty strange. Machlekes whether such an animal exists. So I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so Rabbi Gerelik was, there were several rabbeim who had learned in Europe by Rav Velvela Soloveitchik. So one of them was Rabbi Gerelik. So he used to tell over every week, he would say over things that he heard from Rav Velvela. So on this, he said, Rav Velvela Soloveitchik gave pshat in the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Ravid is arguing that the scientists who know the chokhmah of the different animals would never label an animal as a sheretz ha'oretz and a sheretz ha'of and a sheretz ha'mayim. Either basically it's a fowl, then it's only sheretz ha'of, or basically it's a water animal, so it's a sheretz ha'oretz. So basically it crawls on the ground. You don't label as all three. The rabbi agrees that the metzias, it can fly and swim and crawl, but it holds the labeling of sheretz ha'oretz, sheretz ha'of, sheretz ha'mayim should depend on what it basically is. And the Rambam disagrees, and he says, no. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bnei Yisrael, Zelachem Atomei, he lifted up each animal and he showed them, Zelachem Atomei, Hera. Why was it necessary to show them? So the Rambam understood. Rav Avla has part of this printed in the Sefer HaChumash and part printed in the Sefer on the Rambam, that the Gemara Menachos has a list of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he said, Varisa Sachara, if on a Leiro, so the Gemara has an agadah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kesher Shel Tefillin. What was the significance of showing him Kesher Shel Tefillin? Should have just said, you make a Kesher B'tzuras Dalet. So the so Rav Velbala has in his Sefer on the Rambam, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu showed it to them, because it's not a din, it's not a noise Dalet. It's a Kesher B'tzuras Dalet. It's not really a Dalet. It's a Kesher B'tzuras Dalet. So the same is he holds by the Levana. It says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. It says, HaChodesh Hazeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana. So Rav Velbala has in its Sefer HaChumash also, it's a din. Whenever the Levana, it depends on when the moon is visible. So that's why he had to show it to him. It depends on visibility. So he said, the same is true. Zelachem Atomei, it depends on what the animal looks like. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu showed it, because it doesn't depend on what the scientist would say, how they would basically label the animal, whether it's a sheretz ha'oif, a sheretz ha'mayim, a sheretz ha'oretz. It depends what it looks like. So since the Rambam holds, since it looks like it's all three, so one violates all the three laws. Interesting, an interesting chiddush. So that's what the Gemara says, just like you have over there. Maybe over here, why do you say imenu inya legufo? I don't need the pasuk legufo because I know that there's malchus already from the lasucha lecha b'sharecha. If the basar is nageya b'dove tomei, so the pasuk says lasucha lecha b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it. So what do I need another pasuk for? So the Gemara said before, that whatever is asab achila asab ano, and that's the mocker that chomes b'pesach and shoraniskala or asab ano. So the Gemara says, why do you say no? Maybe only goes on bosa kachem shenitmu and lav ala b'shnei lav. So the Gemara has no a klal. Kolecha dika lemedrish dashina v'lemakmina lebalavi yaseri. Whenever you don't darshan, you don't say labor ala b'shnei labim whenever you can avoid it. You only say that as a last resort. Okay. That's what the Gemara has the klal. Then the Gemara on the third line from the top out of Amud Beis. So the Gemara raised the question, Abasa Shigi B'chol Tomei Lo Yachol Dereshi Dikro Lomali. What about the beginning of the Pasuk? Why does it say Avav there, Habasa? Why do you need Avav over there? It should say Habasa Shiga. So the Gemara says, Lerabas Eitzim Olevayna. That what? That usually there are only four categories of things that are Makabal Tum, or the Mikelem Ochlem Amashkim. That's the first daf in Bava Kama. The Gemara says, oh, the Mikelem can only be Makabal Tum from an Av HaTumah or higher of the Avos. But Ochlem Amashkim can be Makabal Tum even from Toldus. As the Tumah is transmitted, it keeps on going down, further down, further down. So Ochlem has to be Michael Odom. If it's Michael Behemah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Here you have Eitzim or Levina. You have the logs that you burn on the Mizbeach and the Levina. It's not Michael Odom. And nonetheless, the Vav, the Habasar, tells me not only Basar is Mekabel Tumah Besar Kachim, which is why Lachilas Odom. Even the Vav, the Habasar, even Eitzim or Levina is also Mekabel Tumah. So Gemara in other places calls that Chibas HaKadosh, because the thing is Hegdish, so we treat it as if it's Michael. So some interpret that what it means is that Achilas Mizbeach is Shmo Achila, even though it's not Roel Achilas Adam, but Achilas Mizbeach. That's what it means, Chibas HaKadosh. And in fact, the Gemara in Zvachim has such a comment on the Pasuk. It says in Chumash Vayikra, it says, Im heyachol yachel bayam ashlishi, if you bring a shlamim, you eat it, shnei yamim velayla echad. You bring a shlamim today, is Wednesday, so you can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. But after tomorrow night, you're not allowed to eat it. So it says, Abasar, im heyachol yachel bayam ashlishi, pigul hu lo yeiratze. If you eat it on the third day, it becomes pigul. So the Gemara said, how can it be? What do you mean? The korban was kosher, and then because I eat it on the third day, today is Wednesday, so I eat it Wednesday, Thursday. I eat it Friday morning. It's a gloyim milsim lemafia. It becomes pigul. It doesn't make any sense. Mara says it doesn't mean that. It means im heyachol yachel. If at the time of the shechita, of the korban shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, at one of the dalet avodas adam, the kohen is doing the avoda, whoever does the shechita, has in mind, he's mechashe b'shas, one of the dalet avodas, to have an achila chutz l'zman. Heyachol yachel means echer achila sodom, echer achilas mizbeach. So if the one who's doing the avoda today on the shlamim has in mind to eat a kazayis on Friday or to be makdir a kazayis, the emurim have even emuri kochim kalim have a din of kochim kochim. That's what we just said in the Gemara before. Emuri kochim kalim have a din of kochim kochim. So if you leave the emurim till tomorrow morning, you don't have to leave it till Friday morning. The busser, if you leave it till Friday morning, becomes nicer. The emurim become nicer when it comes Thursday morning, because it's kochi kadoshim. So the pasuk says, "Im heyachol yachel echad achilas adam echad achilas mizbeach." If the one that does one of the dalar avoy the shlita kabbalah alocha zrika today has in mind to have either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach chutz lizmanoi, it makes it pigul today. But not if you eat it on the third day, makes it pigul and mafreya. The carbon will be kosher, and you will be in violation of eating noisa if you eat it on Friday. But it doesn't make it pigul. So there we say, so one could have learned that that's what it means over here also. The rabbis eitzim olevayna, that eitzim olevayna are mekabel tumah because it's called achila. The four things that are mekabel tumah are the mekelem ochlem amashkim, so usually ochlem has to be right achila sodom. Here achilas mizbeach ishma achila. That's the question, is that really what it means? Because the din said that's one aspect of Chibas HaKadosh, that the Eitzim HaLevayna HaMekabel Tumah. There's another aspect. There's a Mishnah in Chulin, I think it's in the first paragraph of Chulin, when you shecht behemas Chulin, and a lot of dam will come out at the time, the neck will be full of dam. So the dam hayotze b'shas shechita is machshel HaKabel Tumah. Let's say you have an apple and you rinsed off one side of the apple with water. So it's only mekabel tumah on this side, the other side is not mekabel tumah. So the din is, even if you didn't rinse the whole thing with one of the zayin mashkim, if you rinsed part of it, it's already huchshel mekabel tumah. So when you shecht an animal, the neck becomes full of blood. So that's machshel lekabel tumah the whole animal. What we had in the Gemara before that's only dam chulin. Dam kachim is not machshel lekabel tumah because the Gemara says lo sachlenu. That's five lines from the top of chav beis and beis. Four lines from the top. Lo sachlenu alois tishbechena kamoim. So dam is hukish lemayim. So just like mayim is machshel lekabel tumah, dam is machshel. But it's only such a dam which is nishbach kamayim. Dam kachim, which is oimed lizrika, it's not supposed to throw it out. He's supposed to collect the dam kachim and bezorik it on the mizbeach. So dam kachim is not machshel lekabel tumah. So that mishnah that says in chulin, if you shecht an animal of chulin and the whole neck is all full of dam, so all of the flesh of the animal becomes hukshel lekabel tumah. The dam didn't touch all the flesh; it just touched the neck. Still, it's machshel lekabel tumah. It doesn't apply to kachim. So kachim have to have a separate hechsher mashkim. So the Gemara says no. The kachim are mekabel tumah even without hechsher. That's included in the din of chibas hakodesh. So if you say that the whole vort of chibas hakodesh is that achilas mizbeach is shma achila, so why do you say that you don't even need hechsher mashkim? Let's say if you have an apple, the apple is roil achila, but you still have to rinse it off with water. Adin. You have to rinse it up with water that should have a shem oichel. So why shouldn't the same din apply to kachim? So that's, there was a period of time that the Slabodka yeshiva moved from, half of the yeshiva moved to Eretz Yisrael. They moved to Hebron. And then in 1929, there were the riots. So the mazel was that a lot of the boys went to an oifruf in Petach Tikva. So most of the boys were not there that Friday when they had their rioting, when they killed everybody. But they killed a lot of people. They killed a lot of people at that time. So so Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein was the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodka. And when half the yeshiva moved to Eretz, they heard that the Russian government was going to draft the yeshiva guys into the army. So they didn't want that. So they half the yeshiva went to Eretz Yisrael. So after, when they were living in Eretz Yisrael, so he gave shurim on kachim. And he's famous for the Levush Mordechai on Bava Kamma. But then he put out a Levush Mordechai on kachim as well. So he has one of his more famous pieces in the Levush Mordechai on kachim is based on the Gemara later on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about this din of Chibas HaKodesh by kachim. So usually there's a din, take a look in the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Diba Masra bin Nosan. So Tosis explains Pshat in the Gemara. Odem v'kelim have tar b'mikvah, ochel m'mashkim have no tar b'mikvah. But if you have mayim that became tamei, Rashi writes this a few times in the Gemara. If you have mayim that's mekabel tumah, so you make hashoke, so then it's metar the mayim. So Rashi always writes, it's not that the mayim has tefillah b'mikvah, the ochel m'mashkim don't have tefillah b'mikvah. It's considered zriya. Zareya mayim al p'nei chutzis. Let's say an apple became tamei. An apple was rinsed off, and then autumn tummy touches it, it becomes tummy. Then you plant the apple in the ground, and it takes root. If you just put it in the ground for 5 minutes, then it doesn't become tahar. But if you leave it in the ground for quite a while, and it starts to take root, so anything that's mukhubala karka is not mekabel tumah, and even if it was tummy before you put it in the ground, once it's hishrish, so that it loses the tumah. So if you have water that's tummy, and you make hashoka with meha mikveh, there's a pasuk in Nami, Zareya Mayim al Pnei Chutzis, that when the water is attached to a mikveh, it's considered as if it's Zarua in the karka, and Zriya is Metaher. Fine. So the Gemara Tosis interprets the Gemara there, La Medalan on the base, the bottom Tosis interpreting that this din, that if you do Hashoke, the Mayim is no longer Tamei, doesn't help for Kachim. If Mayim of Kachim becomes Tamei, even if you do hashoka, it's still tummy. What kind of a din is that? Ein hashoka lehegdish. That's what the Tosfos of Hashta Maisi Raya. Ein hashoka lehegdish. Why? So Moshe Mordechai Epstein explains that there are two dinim. There are tzvei dinim. There are two dinim in korbanos that became tummy. One din, if the korban is mekabel tumah, so it's no good. If the korban is tummy, then there's another din. Habasa shiiga b'chol tummy. There's a psul tumah. If a carbon touches tumah, even though the carbon is not mekabel tumah, because it was never hukshar, it never had hechsher mashkim, or because it's not roi lachila, eitzim olavina is not roi lachila. or you did Zriya. You have water that was Mekabel Tumah, and then you did Zriya, so it took off the Tumah, so it's no longer Tumah. And Achanam is no longer Tumah, but you didn't wipe off the past history. The past history is Abasa Shige B'chal Tumah, Lo Yochas Apsil Tumah. Whenever a Davish or Kodesh touches Tumah, so it has a psil tumah, even if it was never mekabel tumah, or even if the tumah was removed by doing hashoka, the hashoka removes the tumah, but it doesn't wipe off the past history that it's a basa shehige b'chal tumah. So that's the din of chibas hakodesh. Here the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk v'habasa, from the vav. That's a Rashi explains. V'habasa, why do you need the extra vav? Tells you eitzim olivayim. The shal is this, a din derais, a din derabon. So the simple reading of our Gemara sounds like it's a real din deraisa. They're learning it out from a pasuk. So the problem is that there, the Gemara is saying at the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, you see that it's a maila. Maila means a chumra. You see, you have a maila. Then it says the top line on Lamed Hemanal. Ela, it's a chumra maila. Hachanami maila. This too is also a maila. Then the Gemara shows another din, also a maila. Ela maila. Hachanami maila. Then the Gemara says Eitzim Olavoina. Just like you have a whole bunch of chumras, this is also a chumra. So usually the term maila means a chumra midirabbanan. In Chagiga, you have mailas bakodesh, and they're all dinim derabbanan. So this is what led Rashi to understand this Gemara, that the whole din of Eitzim Olavoina is only a din derabbanan. Take a look in the Tosfos in Psochim Yutes Amid Aleph, the end of the first perek. This is Diba Mascha Alma Kosover Tziruf de Rabbanon. So they quote a Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. Tosis quotes a Rashi who says the Behedi Muchab Peshendachun Abbas of the Rabbi says on Vana Tosis argues. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. How can you say it's an Asmachtam of the Rabbanon? But they quote the Rashi. The quote that Rashi says that Eitzim Olavoina, the beginning of the Tosis, Yesh Perushim Rashi, we don't have it in Agirsa in Rashi, but Yesh Perushim Rashi, Shemafaresh, that Rabbi Akiva Paul calls it, puts it together with Eitzim Olavoina, so Levoina Gecholim Naboy Chaninu, Mala de Rabbanon Humash Mekabim Tuma. Rashi holds that it's only Mede Rabbanon. Tosis disagrees, it's not true. I, just because he called it a maila, maila in Chagiga means a maila mid Rabbanon, it's not muchach, because one of them on the top of Lamed Hamad Aleph, on the second line from the top, that's for sure a din daraisa. That the Gemara points out, if a person is tamei, he goes to mikveh, and he didn't yet have Harav Shemesha. He's tohar, he's permitted to eat Masa Sheni. If Harav Shimsho, then he's permitted to eat Truma. But in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash, in order to be permitted to eat Korbanos, that's not enough. Even though he was toivel, even though he already had Harav Shemesh, if he's from the Abba Mechusir Kapara, so Kozman, he doesn't bring the carbon, he's still considered Tomei Benegeh to Kochim. So the Gemara said, you see that there's a Maila, Hachanami Maila, the other things are also Maila. That's a Pasuk and Chumash, that's a Din Deraisa. That's not, nobody holds that. That's the Rabbanan, that Mechusir Kippurim is Chayv Koris if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Mechusir Kippurim is Mamish, a Din Deraisa. So just like that, that one is called Maila, that's a Maila Deraisa. So the next one, Abasa, the Rabbi Seitzim Levan, is also a Maila Deraisa. So that's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, on Yud Tesam and Aleph. On Yud Tesam and Aleph. The Tosfos there refers you to other Gemaras. They refer you to Menoches, what Daf Nun Beis, I think. Then they refer you to a Gemara. Another Gemara. What's on the bottom? Take a look on the bottom of the page. Yud Tesam and Aleph. They tell you, look in the Tosfos Zvachim Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Maraschal Afilo Hachi. Look in the Tosfos and Menoches Chaf Aleph and Aleph. It's not Nun Aleph. Chaf Aleph and Aleph. The Maraschal Yotzim. So that's where this topic is discussed in this Tosfos Yud Tesam and Aleph. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether this whole din of Chibas Hakodesh Machshir Asam that you don't need Hechsha Mashkim. And makes him a levana is matami. Is this a din deraisa or is it only an asmachtam in the rabban? So the simple reading of our gemara, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the gemara is asking, what do you darshan the resha dikra? Sounds like it's a real drasha deraisa. The rabbi says him a levana that even though it's not roi lachilas adam, it's still pasul. Either it means it's makabel tumah because it's lachma shel ishim. It's achilas mizbeach shma achila. It's called oichel because achilas mizbeach. Or like Rabbi Moshe Matre Epstein said, it's a psul, even though it's not makabel tumah, but it's a psul tumah. Basa shiga v'chol tameh has a psul tumah, even though there's no kabbalas tumah. And the same thing by if you had hashaka, even though the hashaka removes the tumah, but it's still you didn't wipe off the past history, so it was basa shiga v'chol tameh. So that's why it has a psul tumah. Okay. Now the Gemara starts a new topic. We're finished with the topic of Chizkiya and Rabba Bohu. A lot of important dinim here. What's Mutabana? What's Asmano? So now the Gemara comes up with a new din. Amar Rabba Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisroim Shabbat Torah, En Lokim Aleim Ala Derech Achilosim. What does it mean? Let's say I have tray for hot dogs in the freezer. And I take out a hot dog and I bite it and I eat it. And I break my teeth. It's hard like a rock. It's in the freezer for a month. So it's not normal to eat it. Or let's say a person fries the hot dog and it's burning hot and he eats it. He burns his tongue and he burns his mouth. He burns his throat when he swallows it. That's not normal to eat like that. So it's not normal. So that's why you're not like it. You only like it if you eat. Macholas hasiris kederach achilasam. If you eat shalok kederach achilasam, it's only the Rabbanim. It's not an Issa Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanim. Kol Yisroim Shabbatar and Loikim Aleh means that Issa Deraisa is only Derech HaChilosim. And Mutei Mai. So I gave the marshal the hot dog in the freezer or the burning hot dog that you burned your tongue. The Mar gives a different marshal. Mutei Shemacha Chelev Chai. If you eat raw Chelev. Chelev is an Issa Deraisa, but people don't eat raw Chelev. You cook the goyim, eat Chelev. So they cook it first. So if you eat Chelev Chai, you put. So that's the first version. It only, Rabbi Yechanan only made the comment on Macholas Asuris. So the Poshib Shat and the Gemara, then the Gemara is going to have Ika Diame Amar Baal Rabbi Yechanan. There's a different version. By the time the Talmud Bavli was written down in the days of the Goinim, so there were already different versions of what was said. Pashtus is, Talmud Bavli was edited by Ravina Ravasha, but they didn't write it down till quite a few generations later. So by the time they wrote it down, they already forgot what the version was. So the second version is that Rabbi Bo is quoting the name Rabbi Yochanan, not by Achila. He's saying even by Hano, Poshib Shat. Remember, Rabbi Soldechik learned Poshib Shat was like this. Not everybody agrees to this, but the Raman doesn't agree, but Poshib Shat is like this. The first version holds that it's only a din by Achila. Because Achila, there's a circumscribed act that's called achila. When you have food that's roil achila and you swallow it down the base of liya, it goes down the throat. If you put in the food through intravenous into the blood system, that's not called achila. If you put in a suppository and the nutrition goes in or whatever it is, goes in the other end, that's not called achila. Achila means when something is roil achila sodom, and you swallow it, it goes down the base of liya. So since there's a maisa misuyim, there's a circumscribed act that's labeled, there's achila. So then the halacha says, if you eat a shalok derech achilasai, that's not called achila, so it's mutam, and I tell the holy says midrabban. But when it comes to hanoa, when you have something that's also b'hanoa, what's an example also b'hanoa? Chometz b'pesach and sharaniskol, right? So it's also b'achila and also b'hanoa. So the hanoa, there are different kinds of hanoa. You sell it to a goy and you get money on it. That's called hanor. That's one form of hanor. There are different kinds of, most assume when you sell it and you get money, that's an isa deraisa. We mentioned the other day that there is such a minority, shabbat minority opinion. We said shita leno de lemian kidushin has it, and the Ran and Avodah Zarah has it like that. That if you sell isuri hanor and get money from it, that's only a violation of isuri hanor mid rabbana. But the pashtus is that it's a violation deraisa. So there are many different. There is no specific form of hanoah. You don't say dafke this kind of hanoah. However, by hook or by crook, however the person gains benefit from the isuri hanoah, so it's in violation of isuri hanoah. So that's the first version of the Gemara holds a din of shalok derech only applies to shalok derech achilosam. If you get hanoah, there's no specific maisa misuyim that you call that's what the Torah is referring to. So how can you tell me that if you get hanoah in an unusual fashion, that it won't be deraisa? There's no normal style of getting hana. Whatever, however you get hana, by hook or by crook, it's a violation of Isra hana. The second lashon of the Gemara says a chiddush, that since the Isra hana is only learned out from the fact that it says lo seyochel or lo sochelu, okay, it's an extension of the Isra Achila. So since by the Isra Achila, there's a din of Shalok Yederech, that Shalok Derech Achilasa will only be an Isra Derabanan. So even by the Isra Hanoah, that's considered an extension of the Isra Achila, also wouldn't apply. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam wrote his Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic, and those of us that don't know Arabic use the Hebrew translation. So in the Hebrew translation, every so often, the Rambam writes in Arabic, there's a fascinating point over here. So the one who translated it writes, that's how he translates. So there's one, the Rambam has in a few places, they have this translation. So one of them is quoted, one of the Pirush HaMishnayos in Krisis is famous, it's quoted in Yoredei as the Kud and the Floor. The Rambam is bothered with the kasha that Tesis works on, but the Rambam gives a different answer. The Gemara talks about Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. That if a person, let's say, has a piece of nevela, meat, and he cooks it with milk, so there is no Isa to cook nevela. There is an Isa to cook basa b'cholo. So the Pashto says, when you cook nevela with milk, that's a violation of lo sevasha b'diba chalei v'ima. The question is, if you eat it. So with respect to eating it, you weren't allowed to eat the nevela before you cooked it with the milk. It already had an Isa nevela on it. So maybe we should say, ein Isa chal al Isa, the second Isa, basa b'cholav, cannot be chal on top of the first Isa of nevela. So you'll only be loke once, only be loke mishum nevela, the first Isa. You will not be like a mishum basa b'cholav. So that's what the Gemara has a discussion in the end of Perakala Basa. They talk about that. I'm a vashel cholav b'chelav. Chelav is asa b'achila. Chelav is asa b'achila. Nevela is asa b'achila. So if you cook cholav b'chelav or you cook nevela b'cholav, so the Gemara has, you should really say, ein isa chal al isa, that the isa basa b'cholav should not be chal. So Tosfos and the Rishonim ask a question, but basim b'chalav is also b'hano. The chelav is muta b'hano. The nevela is muta b'hano. So if you cook the chelav b'chalav, you cook the nevela b'chalav, why do you say, ein isa chal al isa, the isa basim b'chalav is not chal? When you get to achila, it's not chal. But when you get to hano, it's isa chal al heter, because the chelav and the nevela was muta b'hano before. So why not say, isa chal al isa, the isa basim b'chalav is chal on top of nevela? Since it's chal, so maybe even when you get to eating, not only would you be like if you get hanoah, it should be also b'achila as well. So Tosfos works on that kash. So the Rambam comes up with this nekuda niflua. There's an interesting note over here, an interesting point, nekuda niflua. So the Rambam says the isa basa b'cholav is, there's a list of macholos asuras. Let's say avodah zara is also b'hanoah. Does avodah zara start off as an Isra Achila? No. Let's say you have a totem pole, and the Indians worship the totem pole. It doesn't start off as an Isra Achila. It's not Royal Achila at all. It starts off as a Avodah Zarah, Zasabano. Avodah Zarah, Zasabano. There are four things that are also Avodah Zarah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, Noye Avodah Zarah, and Tekrubis Avodah Zarah. All four are Zasabano. And you can have tikruvus avizar, doesn't necessarily have to be roi lachila. The Gemara says if you take a stick and you break it, shiba makal b'faneho, and you put it in front of the avizara, so the stick that you broke in half has a zrika mishtaberes, so it becomes asmano. It starts off as an isa hano. So the pashta says there is no isa achila. If it's edible, let's say they worship the salami, and the salami is roi lachila. So you're not allowed to eat the salami, because that's one form of hana, but it's not that it's macholas asuras. Pashto says that it's not macholas asuras. So that's what the second version of Rabbi Yechanan, first version of Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, only b'negeh to achila. Since achila has a maisa mesuyam, so if you eat, you look at derech achila, so it's only an isa derabbanan. The second version has a further chiddush. Since you're talking about macholas asuras that have an isra achila, and the isra no stems from the isra achila, so since shaluk derech achilos is only the rabbanon, so even shaluk derech hanosai will also only be the rabbanon. Well, let's say you'll get hanoa from someone donate something to hegdish. You donate an automobile to hegdish. It starts off as an isra achila. No, it's an automobile. Or someone worships an automobile, so it becomes avodah zarah. So the Isra Avodah Zarah doesn't start off as an Isra Achila. The Pashto says that it starts off as an Isra Hanoah. Starts off as an Isra Hanoah. So that's what the Pashto says. That you can't say Shaloka Derech Hanoosai should be Mutter. Even the second Loshin in the Gemara, the second version of Rabbi Yechanan, that Shaloka Derech Hanoosai is only the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa, that's only by things that start off as Isra Achila. But if it starts off as an Isra Hanoah, the whole idea of Shaluk Derech doesn't apply at all. There is no Maisa Mesuyim that you need for Hanoah. So that's what the Rambam answers on that, on Tesis Kasha. Why do you say, I'm Vashon Chola Bechelev is an Isra Chal Alisa? So the Isra Basa Bechelev is not Chal. Or if you're Vashon Nevela Bechelev, it's an Isra Chal Alisa. So the Isra Basa Bechelev is not Chal on top of the Isra Nevela. Why not? The nevela with the chelav is mutter b'hanoah. So the isa hanoah bas b'chalav should be chal. So it's isa chal al heter. So the Rambam says, no, bas b'chalav has to start off as macholas asuras. So and then once it's asa b'achila, I say, not only is it asa b'achila, some macholas asuras are also asa b'hanoah, and most of them are mutter b'hanoah. The whole list in the Gemara, all there are more exceptions to the rule than cases covered by the rule. The dam is mutamanoa, the yain for the nozer is mutamanoa, and the evim anachai, everything, the chodesh, everything, the nebel, the treif, everything is mutamanoa. So the Rambam says, basa b'cholav, first the isa achila has to be chal. So since vis-a-vis achila, it's ain isa chal alisa, so the isa anoa can't take along, because the isa achila has to be chal first. That's known in Yoridea. That's known as the Nekud and the flaw of the Rambam. That's a shayla dog food that they sell in the stores. They sell canned dog food. So it's nevela. And most of the time it's cooked with milk. That it should be nutritious for the dogs. So that's a shayla. If you have a dog and you buy this meat, the meat is basa b'chalav, the rice is also b'ano. So you're not allowed to feed it to your dogs. You're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. So the Nari Yehuda has comments printed on the side of the page in the big Yeridea. That's called Dogal Mervova. So the Nari Yehuda, Dogal Mervova says, according to the Rambam, it's okay. Because since it's Nevela, and Ein Isa Chal Alisa, so the second Iser, Basa B'chaldev is not Chal B'negeet V'achila, so it's also not Chal B'negeet V'anoah. So if you cook Nevela with Chalav, there's no Isa Basa B'chaldev at all. That's what the Dogal Mervova writes. So most of the Achrayim disagree with the Dogal Mevava. They say that there is a Gemara in Yevamos, in the Lamids, where the Gemara says, the Gemara interprets that there's a Machlokes HaTanoim regarding the details of the din of Ein Isra Chal Alisa. So there is an opinion, Ein Isra Chal Alisa is only vis-a-vis Malkus, or vis-a-vis Kores, or Misa. There already was an Isra before, that only had, chenek. And now a second Isa is chal, and the second Isa should be an Isa skila. So we say, Ein Isa chal alisa for onshim. The second Isa is not going to bring koris, and the second Isa is not going to bring a second malchus. The second Isa is not going to bring skila instead of chenek. But lekover ben rishoim gemurim, the second Isa is chal. What do you mean lekover ben rishoim gemurim? The Gemara learns out a din from the Psukim. You're not allowed to also lick but tzaddik eats al Rosha. You're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a Rosha. So that's why all the different groups of people have usually reserved a spot in a cemetery where the other people that who are their neighbors in the cemetery who's going to be buried next to them are on the same level of religious observance. So all the people from Broyas buy a Broyas cemetery. The people from Wayu buy a Wayu plot. Aguda buys their own and Mizrahi buys their own. Each group, we assume all the people do approximately the same amount of Averis. So you're permitted to bury a Tzadik Eitzel Tzadik or Rosh Eitzel Rosh if it's approximately the same level. So what if someone is really keeping track? It's far-fetched. What if someone is keeping track? I know that one person did 100 averis, the other person did 101 averis. The Gemara says, if someone's really keeping track, you're not allowed to bury them one next to the other. If you don't know one way or the other, how do we know what the person does when he's at home? Maybe he violates averis when he's home. So all the people in the same community probably do the same number of averis. So the Gemara said, but if someone's keeping track, and one did 101 averis, one did 100 averis, you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. So what if they both did 100 averis, but one of the 100 averis that Reuven did was a case of Issa Chal Al Issa, and the din is Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. The 101st Avera is not Chal on top of the 100th Avera because of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So some Tanoim are of the opinion, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa is only vis-a-vis Onshin, but L'kovet Ben Ushoim Gemurim, the second Issa is Chal. So that's what the Prima Godim and most of the Achronim disagree with the Dogon of Avera. They say when the Rambam said, that when you cook nevela b'cholav, or you cook chela b'cholav, enisa chalalisa, the Rambam is just quoting the Gemara in Kolabasa. That's the Gemara's talking about Malkus. You don't get twice Malkus, you only get once Malkus. Because for onshim, you say enisa chalalisa. But the second isa is chal, just you don't get an oinish on it. So the second isa is chal. So the basa b'cholav isa is chal. So we'll be also b'hanom. So that's taka the issue. A person who has a pet dog in the house, he shouldn't be allowed to buy the canned dog food that they have in the stores if it's bas b'cholav deraisa. If it's only bas b'cholav derabbanan, so then bas b'cholav derabbanan is muta b'hanoa, muta b'bishul, it's only asa b'achila. But if it's real bas b'cholav deraisa, even though it's any sechalalisa, you won't get twice malchus, once for nevela, it's not glad kosher meat, it's nevela meat. Even though you won't get twice Malkus, you only get once Malkus because then Issa Chalalisa, but the second Issa is Chal. Second Issa would be Chal. So these are the two Lashonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon is, that's the Poshim Shad. The first Lashon is only Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalok Derech HaChilosai is only the Rabbanan. But he wouldn't say by Shalok Derech HaNoah. So what's Shalok Derech? There is no normal form of HaNoah. Whatever is a way of getting Hanoah is also all forms of Hanoah also. The second Lashon is no. If it's an Iser Achila, that's also Hanoah. If it, like the Rambam explains in the Kudah Nifluf, it starts off as an Iser Achila. There's a list of Macholos Asuras, and some of them are also Hanoah. So since vis-a-vis the Iker Iser is the Iser Achila, there's a din, the first Lashon of Rabbi Yechon, Shalok Derech Achilasai, is only the Rabbanon, so even Shalok Derech HaNoasai will also only be the Rabbanon. But if it starts off as an Issa Rabbi Zorah, or an Issa Hegdash, it doesn't start off at all as an Issa Achila. So then the Pashto says that there wouldn't be a din of Shalok Derech HaNoasai. We'll have to see the Tosfos is going to talk about. The top Tosfos on Chavov and Aleph is going to talk about that. By Hegdash and by Rabbi Zorah, it doesn't really start off as an Issa as an Iser Achila. Let's say we have a din, if some treif of food, a couple of drops of treif of food fall into kosher soup, so if it's batel b'shishim, if you have shishim, then it's mutter. Why do you need shishim? Why don't you just say it's batel b'raiv? So the answer is because there's a din of tam kiker. Shaila, whether tam kiker is there, I said there are bon, machlek is Hatanoim and a machlekes Rashi and Tais. Rashi paskins Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanan, and we paskin like Taisus in Shulchan Aruch. Tam Kikar is an Issa Derais. So this din of Tam Kikar, that's what the Ran has a tshuva, and the tshuva Saran thin little sefer. So in the tshuva Saran he writes, there is a machlekes a Rishonim about Bishalakum. Let's say a Nochri cooked something and it became also because of Bishalakum. And then a little bit of the bishalakum falls into kosher food and is bottled beroiv, but you can taste the flavor of the bishalakum because you don't have shishim. So do you need shishim or is it bottled beroiv? So that's a machlokes. In the days of the Rishonim, that was a machlokes. And in Shulchan Aruch, the psak hamakubal is that you don't need shishim. But bishalakum and pasak mo, you need is roiv, you don't need shishim. So the Ran explains what's the nekudas hamachlokes. So he shows that there are three issues that are really all interconnected. It says, what motivated the Chachamim to prohibit Bishalakim was that they were concerned about intermarriage. if you're going to eat bishalakum, the way to the man's heart is through his stomach. That's the expression. If you give him food, that's what Yisro said. Rashi says, invite Moshe Rabbeinu in to eat by us. Maybe he'll marry. He had a lot of daughters. Maybe he'll marry, had six daughters. And maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will marry one of the daughters. And he did. He did marry one of the daughters of Yisro. So the Chachamim were concerned about intermarriage. It's a big problem. Today, by the reform, more than 50, way over 50% of the reform in America are intermarried. It's unbelievable. So they prohibited Pasakum, Bishalakum, and Stam Yenam. All three were basically because of the Chashash Chasnus. It may lead to intermarriage. So now the Shaila is, a lot of times we have, what was the reason motivating the Chachamim to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan? But then once they make the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, what's they make a Din D'Rabbanan? Usually they pattern after a Din D'Raisa. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. So did they leave it that this is an Issa, you're not allowed to eat Bishalakam because it may lead to his Karvus? So eating Bishalakam is like dancing with a Nachris, like dating a Nachris and kissing a Nachris, and may lead to intermarriage. That's the Issa, or did they say no? What motivated them to make the Yisur is it may lead to intermarriage, but then they declared it as Macholas Asuras. Then they called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Rasa Tikkun doesn't always correspond to the motivation to make the Gzera de Rabbanan. A lot of times there's a big gap between them. So the Ran explains that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. If they declared Bishalakam as Macholas Asuras, then there would be a din of Tam Kiyika. But if they only declared it's an act of Hiskarbis, it's like dancing with the Nachas, like kissing a Nachas, that may lead to intermarriage, so then it's not really, they never declared it even with the Rabbanan as Macholas Asuras. They just said it's a form of Hiskarvis with the Nachri. So if it's not Macholas Asuras, then the whole din of Tam Kiika doesn't apply. So that's what we paskin. We paskin Alocha, that Tam Kiika doesn't apply by Bishalakam, it's Batal Beroid, because even with the Rabbanan, they never declared it as Macholas Asuras. So let's say, a Nachri worships a totem pole, a wooden totem pole. Or there's a computer made from metal, and he uses the computer to get the internet, and he worships the computer. So it becomes Asa. It doesn't start off as Macholas Asuras. It starts off as an Issa HaNoah, but it starts off Asa Bano. So let's say I'm cooking some food, I'm cooking some soup, and part of the wood of the totem pole or part of the metal of the computer is dipping into the pot where I'm cooking my soup, my vegetable soup, and it adds flavor to the soup. It tastes better now. The soup tastes better because of the wood of the totem pole that's sticking in or because of the metal of the computer that's sticking in. Will you say Tam Kiyika? So the Pashta says that no. The only time you say Tam Kiyika is if you're dealing with Macholas Asuras. So then you say Tam Kiyika. But if it's a din of Yisuri HaNoah, it doesn't even start off as Yisuri Achila. It's not Macholos HaSuris at all. It's an Issa HaNoah. Eating it is one form of getting HaNoah, but it's not really Macholos HaSuris. So then the Pashta says, like the Ran said in the Tshuva, that you wouldn't say Tam Kiyika over there. If the Avodah Zarah, or the wooden Avodah Zarah, or the metal Avodah Zarah enhances the flavor of the soup, because it's dipping into the pot of the soup when it's cooking, you wouldn't eat shishim against it, even though the soup tastes better. It would be batel beroid, because the whole din of Tam Kiyikir was only formulated when you're dealing with Macholos Asuras. When you're talking about Yisuri HaNoah, that don't start off as Yisuri Achila, there shouldn't be any din of Tam Kiyikir. Okay, so the next Gemara is going to discuss the details of this din. Can you bring a riot to Rabbi Yechanan or it's dearest to Rabbi Yechanan? I'll have to learn. Then there's going to be a whole Gemara about Yehorg Vayavid. These are all important Gemaras. Okay. So, Belineta, we will continue on.